Imagine you're in a drive-thru and then it gets to 11:58 and this old grandma in front of you is just taking forever and then it's 12:01. Can I get a Big Mac? That's going to be $33. What? Well, it's 12:01 and this is lunch prices now. Say that it's going to make things cheaper where they just maintain the same price. People shut that shit down.
Well, hell yeah. Fast, because obviously they're not understanding, like, we're too poor for that. We're fucking broke. Like, yeah. Corporations aren't connecting that we're poor.
All right, we back. You know what it is, episode 43, I think, which is pretty insane if you really think about it. We got a lot on the plate today. We got Jaren.
Good to be here. Glad to be back, as always.
And we got a full docket today because the world just keeps giving it, and we just keep taking it, and that's what we do here. We're giving and taking.
When the world gives you lemons, you take them and you turn them into grenades.
Oh my god! And the world loves lemons, bro, because it's unstoppable. So I wanted to open up with the thing that is taking over the internet. I mean, I feel like that's mostly what we talk about in the first place, anyways.
But what are we here for? We're the best news network you guys have.
I've been noticing kind of this like change in sentiment for like corporations and in general, because like boycotts are now like a very real thing that are actually affecting corporations.
People are realizing that money actually matters to companies.
Yeah.
Wow. Whoa.
Because we first had it, like, remember when like Target got fucking canceled because they were like selling a bunch of gay shit?
I actually don't.
Really?
Not necessarily.
Yeah, it started with Bud Light and then went to Target because they're selling a bunch of kids like gay clothing, basically saying like I'm a lesbian or something. It probably, just like with most stories, like half the shit was probably fine and then the other half was kind of iffy, you know? And then like as of recently, you had Wendy's get canceled. Because they were saying that they were going to have dynamic pricing.
Rush hour pricing.
Yeah. Like, you know how, like, when you go...
surcharges.
Yeah, when you go on your phone and you try to get an Uber right after a concert and you're like, holy shit, it cost me $20 to get here.
So, like, it's a 10-time
surcharge. Now it's $75. Yeah. Like, well, it's because there's a bunch of people, like, at this time, which means they were trying to do the same shit. And that shit lasted, I think it lasted, like, 4 days before they canceled it.
Oh, they canceled it?
Yeah,
they did. I didn't look that far into it. I saw they announced it. I saw the immediate backlash.
Bro. Yeah, literally, people were like, "The fuck are you talking
about?"
Yeah,
the immediate consensus I saw was, "Okay, I just won't eat at Wendy's when it's, you know, I just won't eat there because it works for Uber or Lyft because you get two choices. If they each do it, what are you going to do? You get a walk, or you get to call a taxi, which you're not going to do. Fast food or food in general."
Well, that's what people were worried about.
I will literally go across the street.
They were like, fuck, like, what if all of them start doing it? Because that's what's going to happen with Netflix and all of the other subscription-based. You know, now that Netflix has kicked people off and they got more subscriptions more than ever.
Yep, everyone's doing it.
Everyone's going to do that. They're going to be like, you know, fuck off.
Google already did.
Google?
Yeah, because I have the Google premium thing just because I was on that from like 10 years ago, back when it was still Google Play Music. And recently, because I usually would like use it to like play videos, like when I leave, I'll put like a dog video, like some dog TV on for my dog.
Yeah.
If I play music at the same time, after like a couple of minutes, either one of my songs will stop and it says I'm using it on a different, like my account is already on a different device.
It'll pause the video. They call your ass out in the middle of a song.
Yeah. So it'll like, we're like, no, after the song ends, before it plays the next one. So it'll end and it'll stop the next one, which I can just hit play and it just keeps playing anyway. It's just like, hey, you can't do this. And I'm just like, but it's really annoying when I get home and I see like a stop my dog's video, which I'd use like a 24-hour live one, so it shouldn't. But yeah, at some point something will happen and it stops it. I'm like, wow, Google is absolutely stopping me. I'm like, I can't even run a song and a video at the same time.
Yeah.
Like that's fucking stupid.
I don't know. It's like, and the stupid thing about the Wendy's thing is that you realize that if they have to do it, that means they have to have an exact time where those prices change, which means that you could be
rush hour.
Yeah,
it's when it gets busy. People are hungry.
Yeah, exactly. But think about this. Imagine you're in a drive-thru and the other person is in front of you and they're taking forever. It is now 11:52 and then it gets to 11:58. and this old grandma in front of you is just taking forever, and then it's 12:01, and then you go up and you're just like, hey, so can I get, like, you know, like, can I get a Big Mac? Okay, sorry, that, yeah, it's, that's gonna be $33. What? Well, it's 12:01, and we're, this is lunch prices now.
Were they gonna do it based off time or by actual volume?
No, by like time.
That's so fucking dumb. Yeah, I thought it was. I actually, based on what I saw, gonna do it, I didn't look time. Too much in, but like I just saw the initials. I thought it was at least volume.
Yeah, like based. Lunch like service
after
would be...
like, because I thought it was, you know, like Uber, like, yeah, you know, after X amount of things in a specific place, it ups it. It's not just at this time.
No, it's by time.
So I thought it was gonna be, you know, dynamic. Yeah. Where it was, so hey, like after 2 o'clock, X amount of cars, yeah, it's gonna be this amount. After
so 2 o'clock in the morning, like fries would be, and this is how they would justify it. And this is how they tried to justify it. Is be like, but do you want $2 fries again? Well, shit, you can have it, but you just got to go at the right times.
But they weren't going to lower the prices.
No, they weren't. They would say that that was what it was going to do,
because it was basically, you know, you got your base price, which is already kind of high, and then you get, and then you either get, and then you get higher prices. It's like, why would I eat
that? That reminds me of the guy who's like, who was trying to sell upright seating in airplanes. Oh, and then like, and then he went on an interview. I can't remember. I'll put it up. But he went on this interview, and he was like, if I get rid of the bathrooms, we have, then I have room for 10 more seats. Everyone's ticket becomes cheaper.
I actually kind of remember that.
Yeah. It gives me the same kind of idea. They say that it's going to make things cheaper, where they just maintain the same price and then like kind of go from there. But yeah, that's just like, it's absolutely insane. Yeah, they, I mean, it, so if you go like at in the morning, it'd be cheaper. But then if you go like at lunch, it'd be more expensive. And people shut that shit down.
Well, hell yeah. Fast, because dude, obviously they're not understanding, like, we're too poor for that. We're fucking broke. Like, yeah, corporations aren't connecting that we're poor.
Well, because all of them and their buddies, they're just doing just fine. You know, that's why I find it wild when the president, you know what I mean, and like all of these Congress people are just like, well, the economy is not that bad. I mean, I only had to pay for, you know, $3 more for my mojitos at fucking, you know, it's only 10%. It's not that. I mean, I'm still eating, and it's like people out here struggling.
They have like personal chefs and shit. Yeah.
So anyway, so it's instead like,
of, yeah, if I, dynamic price on a Wendy's, at that point, I'm getting some cereal.
So Wendy's get canceled. they end up like getting rid of it. And then we have another company overstepping and getting canceled, which is insane, because we used to only cancel people. That was the huge thing. And then corporations became so woke so they wouldn't become canceled. And then it's this shit that ends up canceling them. So the CEO of Kellogg's came out and actually said, have you seen it yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we'll put it up in here for you guys to see it, but he basically said, like, well, you know, in hard times, you know, you start that conversation and the people generally want you to end the conversation by saying, we're now lowering prices so that people can afford more. No. This guy looks poor America in the fucking face and says, you know, we've done some research. I love the way he said it, too. He's like, you know, within our latest
R&D department.
Yes, our latest research actually shows that Fruit Loops is a great substitute for chicken and salad and eggs and any kind of protein you might get. Just eat Fruit Loops for dinner. Like, I mean, and then the guy on there says, he's like, wait, don't you think people are going to take that the wrong way? And he's like, actually, our departments are showing that it's going great.
He's like, dinner's expensive, but cereal is cheap. So you eat cereal for dinner.
It's it's twice as worse, because one, the guy got paid $5 million last year, the highest he's ever been paid.
I mean, he's the CEO of like all cereal.
Yeah,
like it's literally like a meme of like Big Pharma saying, here's medicine.
Yeah, right.
It's literally Big Cereal saying, eat cereal for dinner. Like,
and then on top of that all, he raised prices of all cereal. So that means cereal is literally just not affordable anymore, just like everything else. You notice that? How much would you buy like a box of cereal like 5 years ago? I want to see like how much that is. How much do you think it is?
What size? Like the normal size or the family size?
Like a normal size.
Normal size, like 5 years ago, like $3.98 something. I always buy the big ones, the family size. I'm a big boy. I'm a big growing boy. I like my big box of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. If it's not a family value size, you know, it's not enough. Got to get the bulk.
Let's see here.
Gonna start trading cereal prices like 4x.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm looking at the numbers, dog.
The numbers, Mason. What do they mean? This is the moment you should be sponsored. You can just throw out a random sponsorship while you do this.
I know, right? All right, let's tell our FBI agent. Hey, Google, how much did a box of cereal cost in 2015?
Here are the top search results.
You said 5 years ago. That's nine.
We could do 2019. We could do 2019.
You told me 5 years ago.
Hey, Google, how much did it cost for a box of cereal in 2019?
Here are some results from the web.
Around $3.27.
I overpriced it by like 70 cents. I said $3.98. Yeah. I was pretty close. I was on the dollar.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
I had a good dollar. I mean,
it is now $7. $7 for so anyways,
that's affordable.
This video goes out, people lose their shit, dude. They're just like, I can't, like, the it comes off so tone deaf, dude. It's like these people, they think it's a game, you know. It's almost kind of silly.
Poor, buy my cereal.
Yeah,
duh.
Right. Yeah, make pay me.
Poor. Chicken,
you can eat
potatoes,
you don't need that
food. No. Well, cereal has everything you need and it's cheap.
Yeah.
It's like Soylent Green. It reminds me of someone starting to sell like Soylent Green I can never remember what it is, but like it was an old science movie or something. But it was like instead of like water, it was like this Gatorade substance. It was like it has electrolytes. It's all you need. It's cereal. It's all you need.
Yeah, bro. I don't
sugar like, and corn, baby.
What did they think was going to happen, dude? When they asked the CEO, like if they asked some old lady that works in a cereal company,
I'm sure
it would have gone great. They would have been like, "Look, it's so cute. It's so cute." She's
free
asking,
real estate.
We can have dinner. I love breakfast for dinner. But they put this fucking asshole who probably arrived there in a fucking jet. You know for a fact that dude's not eating fucking Fruit Loops for dinner, bro.
Yeah, all nine amino acids right there, baby.
I don't know. Do you think that these corporations are just, they're so deeply ingrained in their bubble? You know what I mean? Kind of like Bud Light, you know? Like when Bud Light got canceled, that was huge. I mean, I think that was the most successful like boycott I've ever seen. Because their shares, like, their sales just plummeted out of nowhere, dude.
Yeah. It was – I haven't looked at too many boycotts. So I can't say based on my knowledge.
Ignorance?
But based on what I've seen, yeah, I guess I agree with that.
You think it's just ignorance in these companies? They're just surrounded by yes men?
I think part of it, too, is, I mean, a lot of them have been here for a really long time. And especially the sides they're at this point, a lot of it could be, you know, too big to fail. Which is a very common viewpoint, even from normal people. I mean, a lot of people, even a lot of us would be like, hey, this company is too big to fail. Like Amazon, good point. Like,
oh yeah, it's almost unfathomable. There's no way in hell.
It's almost unfathomable. Like it can fail though. It can, but it's almost unfathomable that it can go down.
They've been
just
losing
like
money.
Yeah,
exactly. They've been losing like crazy amounts
but, like,
of
at
money.
At this point too, think about life without Amazon. Shit's like, no.
Half
like
the studio
Google
wouldn't be here.
Like, think about Google.
Yeah.
Like, what if Google shuts down?
Like, Google's, I mean, there's massive tech layoffs right now. I mean, people are legitimately losing their job. Like, it's scary. Because, you know, it's so funny. You heard the Biden administration say, we have the, you know, lowest unemployment ever. And then you see all these videos of people getting mass laid off. In fact, have you seen the Vice layoff? I'm not kidding.
Oh, yeah, I did look into that. Yeah, it was pretty messed up. I was looking because of the – it wasn't Vice specifically that I looked into, but it was another little small one. It's like all the internet news companies.
Look up the video. Look up the Vice layoffs. It's fucking insane, dude. So Vice essentially like puts all these people on a Zoom call or like a Facebook call or something like that, and they're ready to like lay them all off, right? And every on that app, you have the ability to send like a thumbs down. So the like one of the top people in the company literally stopped it, like after they started getting a bunch of like thumbs down, and they said, "I can't believe how insensitive you guys are being." And they're like, "So what we're gonna do is like we're gonna stop this right now. We're gonna like directly contact people because like we're not gonna be able to fire you guys if you guys are sending us a bunch of like." Like thumbs down.
That's absolutely crazy. Yeah, let's take a look at that.
So hold on. They said they're holding a town hall. What is the purpose of a town hall? So that the government can get feedback. Input.
Yeah.
From the people. So the people can at least feel like they're being heard. Even if it's probably a sham most of the time. But anyway, so this is how this goes.
Publishing business, you know, it's a very, very, very difficult time in the macro landscape. I think you all know that. I've talked about that a lot. You know, as Bruce said, the Vice publishing business is now going to operate as a
Look at all those thumb downs.
It is no longer unprofitable. But it is a much smaller offering.
It's impossible to ignore the emojis from my side. And I think we're going to organize this in a way where we can actually give the information to people who want to receive it in the way it's meant.
Thank you. That one heart.
Your time and your presence in terms of trying to explain that. I think let's progress with our own town halls on this. Thank you for the questions that we have received. We'll do our best to answer those in a forum that makes sense for this company.
Downvote. Jesus Christ.
And then they just hung up on them. They're like, all right, we want to host a town hall so we can hear your concerns. And then they're just like, all right, we can't really ignore that you guys are like showing that you're concerned. So we're going to do this like the proper way, which is insane, dude. They're going to lay off people and then act like it's such an inconvenience to see a bunch of like...
Jesus.
Like, I don't understand why you're so sad about losing your job. I'm fine.
But yeah, we're saving money. What do you mean? There's no problem here,
right? Oh yeah, Bud Light's back on, like, is back on the road again, dude. They're coming back though, so it shows that like companies
they never got taken down. It was they lost money, but they weren't down for the count.
Well, I think they made like a lot of right decisions. You can go ahead and.
Give it a little slide.
If anything, I
needed
a little remote
mouse just
to keep it awake.
I know. So, Bud Light gets canceled. Kellogg's get canceled. I mean, I don't know what we're supposed to do anymore. Vice Tesla's gets canceled.
Tesla's getting
canceled.
Musk is always getting canceled.
I mean, Musk is always getting canceled. They try.
I don't know how recent this was, but I heard
they try to cancel Musk like they try to convict Trump. They're just looking for any small thing they can get, dude.
And I don't know exactly how recent this was, but I heard I saw this little video over last week or so that somebody apparently sued Musk. Like they sued Tesla. It was basically just suing that he had too much money, and they won.
Yeah. Yeah, he was pissed. He was literally like, this is my company. And all the shareholders agreed to it. Look, I know it was a filthy amount of money, but the guy just spent how many fucking billions of dollars this year? It's insane. I mean, the guy's just going like, he's going nuts. So he's like, all right, let's alleviate these kind of big holes that I left for myself by, you know, taking in some hefty, profits. And plus, he came out with a Cybertruck and a bunch of people ended up getting them. And now they're like this iconic car. You know, I don't understand people like hating on those cars, honestly, because like the whole point of it is to be different. That's the whole point. You're not going off-roading on that thing. You're not bringing supplies to a construction site in that thing. You know, it doesn't make any fucking sense. But, you know, actually, I think that this is healthy. One, because it shows that, like, you can do this for a company that's doing something you don't like. You can just show them that you're no longer going to take their product. And they don't think that they're invincible. Because I think up until, like, a few years ago, these companies thought they're invincible. They could do anything. All they had to do is just pretend to be, like, pretend to be leftist, and then you'll be, you know, just fine. But now they're getting that taste. But I think it's thinning out. You know? We're trying to cancel everything. So now when you try to cancel Timothy Bob down the street, you know, for some Asian jokes, like Shane Gillis, right, who got brought back by Bud Light. What a cancel redemption story. Making
the full circle.
What a redemption story. If you really think about it, it's so beautiful. Because Shane Gillis got canceled, and he rose from the ashes. And now Bud Light got canceled, and it's using Shane to rise itself off the ashes, right? In fact, I just watched...
It's a beautiful story.
Dude, it gets even better. So, you know, Kid Rock jumped off the entire Bud Light because he, like, shot that shit up. He met the CEO. Like, Kid Rock met the CEO of Bud Light and ended up being buddies. And, like, for his birthday, he sent him two pallets of Bud Light. So he had, like, 130 racks of Bud Light at his house. And he was talking about how, like, how people would be so confused when they would go into Kid Rock's house and he had this huge pallet of Bud Light sitting on there.
It's decor.
And they're also being sponsored by the UFC. So, you know, I feel like they're going more in that manly way to kind of make up for their transgressions, you might say. But they're kind of moving forward. Just like Shane Gillis, who just got onto SNL. We talking redemption story 2.0.
After getting canceled from SNL.
Yeah. And, you know, in his monologue, he even mentioned it. He was like, you know what? I got fired from this job.
Don't look into it, though. He was like, if you Google it, you'll find it. But don't do that. He was like, don't do it. It's like the immediate regret. He was like, actually, don't do that. Yeah. I lie. Please don't do that.
And I think, look up how many viewers like they had like that night. Because I heard it's like one of the most watched like episodes, which makes sense. You know, in the monologue, though, it definitely split people. People either really liked the monologue or really didn't. Usually it was kind of between, you know, the obvious groups. The people who like comedy and the people who don't like comedy. And the funniest thing about it all was that in the monologue, he basically made a gay and retard joke.
Yeah.
He made a gay and retard joke and like said those things, which is kind of funny because in this video that we'll show here in a little bit, did you end up finding those numbers?
Not specifically. Nobody was just specifically reporting. Just here's how many viewers were on it.
Okay, that's fine. Just look up the video then. So Shane Gillis, I thought for sure, I was like, damn, dude, like, how did they let him do that? You know, they for sure would have been like, hey, man, like, how about let's take the word retard out of this? You know what I mean? Like, this is New York, you know, we're trying to do more, like, chill comedy than what you're normally used to. You know what I mean?
He's not even used to being on TV. Half of it was like, I don't know if I can – he's like, I'm not supposed to – he's like, yeah. I shouldn't even be up here. He was just right. He's like, I should not be here. What the fuck?
At first, I thought it was the SNL, like, people were trying to be edgy to kind of make up for, you know, all of the negative press that they've gotten over the years, including all the Shane Gillis fans, which are in the plentiful now. He's probably doing way better than the SNL crew ever is.
He's growing fast. I think he's getting a Now Netflix special or something.
Yeah, like, you know, he just had one, and it's fucking hilarious. I mean, he's great. His special's Beautiful Dogs. So he comes out, right, and I'm like, there's no way that they would let him say that, dude. You know, turns out they weren't trying to be edgy at all. In the video that you're about to show, it's basically going to show him. He says that he never said those words in any of the practices or the rehearsals. So that means that my guy gave a different monologue than what he was actually going to give because he knew that they were going to stop him. So he thought, as soon as I'm in front of that camera, I'm safe. I can basically say whatever the fuck I want, and they're going to have to post it. Because if they don't post it, it shows that they disagree with it, right? And it's just going to cause more problems. So he ends up dropping both of these fucking bombs, and and he did it all just to fuck with them, dude. I think that was payback.
You gotta love that.
That's so beautiful, if you ask me. And by the way, the only SNL like show I could like handle, you know?
I saw that. I think that was a lot of people, I think, had that same opinion. I think a lot of people even watched it just because it was Shane Gillis.
Because normally when you watch SNL, it's like maybe there's one, maybe two good skits out of the like 8 skits that they do. This one was like, okay. It, you know what it felt like? It felt like Mad TV.
Really?
Yeah. It felt like the chaoticness of like Mad TV of them like trying to put it together. But no, dude, he came back, and I'm so happy for him. You know?
You're looking for your little interview one, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Just skip it to like 30 seconds.
Since I'm figuring this part is probably going to be cut out, since somebody's going to want to see or just watch us do this, I don't remember him specifically saying anything gay or retarded, but I do remember him making, like, Down syndrome jokes a lot, which we definitely tell how some people split, even though he was just being like, yeah, my niece. She looks just like me.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Did you? I mean, did they know you were going to say gay and retarded in the monologue? They had to, right? They knew it. They just didn't do what you're going to do?
No, I didn't do it at rehearsal.
You didn't, and you just said fuck it.
Well, that's why Questlove wasn't laughing.
He did not laugh at rehearsal for that. Yeah, yeah.
You didn't give and, him the shit.
Yeah, there was a lot. There was like, nobody's ever worn a t-shirt. You can't wear a t-shirt. You got to wear a jacket.
Wow.
I was like, I'll wear a watch with it. And they're like, fine.
I'll watch.
So they didn't know you were going to say gay and retarded in it. And did they say anything afterwards?
Some people knew. I told
the right people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all that matters. The right people knew.
Lauren?
No.
Shane, I would advise against it.
No.
I trust you. Did Lauren?
Everybody likes you. Why would you?
Did Lauren, was there like a fun conversation of him telling you, like, it's like, fucking go for it, man? Like, it's.
Yes, he was very, cool very. Moment, yeah. He was very supportive. He was always supportive.
Yeah, I know, but so there must have been a cool moment. Like,
he was like, because I kept telling him what I was gonna say, and he was literally just like, "Don't tell me,
just do it."
Because he doesn't want to have. I'm sure he didn't want to have any.
He wants no accountability.
Yeah, he's like,
that's hilarious.
You're here. I trust you. Just
have
go.
Fun.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, obviously, you know.
And according to Louis, he said, "Fuck it."
I did not.
No, he did not.
Behind the scenes?
But in my head, the entire time.
You were saying, don't say it.
Don't. Please don't say it for once.
If you can for one time
for once.
Like, pull it together.
Dude, I would run.
All right, that's enough, but
that's great. I love that.
So it shows, you know, he was like, fuck it, dude. Fuck
it. I love the main guy. He was like, don't tell me anything. I don't want responsibility. I trust you. But at the same time, I know enough that you're probably going to get in trouble.
Right. Not like Timothy Chalamet.
That guy can't be trusted.
That guy can't be trusted.
He
dude.
Is going
you
to be in
trouble.
You know
he's being fat shamed? Yeah, my boy Timothy Chalamet is being fat shamed by guess who? Woman. Online. They're talking about how he's not a little skinny boy anymore. He's got on. And it's like literally not that much.
What?
Yeah, it's insane. I think like he was doing some press for Dune 2, which, by the way, I've heard amazing things about. You know how long it's been since I've heard amazing things about a film coming out?
A long time. Like,
it's been
years,
such a long
time. Like three
time,
or four,
dude.
At least.
There was like maybe a few that I was like, okay, this makes sense. That might be pretty cool. But like I've heard people say that it's one of the best action like – action movies like in the century or some shit. I don't know if they're being paid to say it, but I've seen a lot of reviews on TikTok essentially all saying the same thing. So I'm hyped. I'm hyped to watch it.
I literally had no idea they made a second Dune. This, like today was the news to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. It's like having an extra movie. You never, have you seen the first one?
No.
All right. So then
it I know the lore behind it, though. It sounds super cool.
Right. Fucking A, dude. And Timmy, my boy Timmy, he's the new fucking Willy Wonka, bro. Did you see that?
I did not. Wait, what?
Yeah, Timothy Chalamet is the new Willy Wonka.
This looks so fucking AI'd. What the fuck?
And so the new Willy Wonka came out, and it was a fucking musical. The whole thing was a straight musical.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Why? Oh my god, the zoo song? What? No.
Yeah, we'll put up a photo of... Look, I support Timothy and his skinny boy, you know, his skinny boy gang business, all right? And most of the time when he plays and shit, he fucking rocks it. But he, I don't see him as Willy Wonka, bro.
He looks like the Doctor.
Yeah.
Like Doctor Who?
Yeah, I can see that.
He looks like the Doctor.
So I don't know where the fuck that shit came from.
Maybe that's the real crossover. He's the Doctor being Willy Wonka.
I don't know. Movies and everything seems so shitty nowadays that when something good comes out, it's like, holy shit. For once, we just tried to make a good movie and like politics didn't get in the way of it. You know?
Just Hollywood in general just hasn't done anything good. They don't know what people want anymore. The last things I've seen have just been nothing but just, what's the,
you know,
like,
what
what's
I think
the worst
did it?
Movie?
You know what I think did it? It's the internet.
Just a constant amount of production?
Because now these companies are only seeing like what's trending.
And they're just trying to capitalize off it.
And they're just trying to capitalize
instead
off it.
Of, like,
they
to
just
their
say,
own.
I think the government
Disney,
does
Disney's,
it, dude.
I would have to give you that point. Disney's hugely a fucking accountable for that one.
Oh, yeah, dude. They thought, because when you look at the internet, like if you took an AI, like we talked about before, and you made it read the internet, it would assume that the internet is so fucking liberal and so lean, like extreme left, and that everyone else is extreme right.
AI, but it's nothing but Reddit.
Right. Like, that's what you would see. That's what you would see, like, if an AI scanned the internet. That's what they would think would be going on. And that's what's happening with these companies. They see what the internet – and our government, bro. Literally, our government is making, like, long-term decisions about our country and our money using the internet as a basis to understand what people want.
They're asking ChatGPT their financial advice.
Dude, and that's why all these companies are like, why don't people – why aren't we getting good – like, why aren't people with us? I thought we were like all
we were
on the right
trendy.
Side. Now all of a sudden, all these people start coming out talking about how much they hate us. You know, well, it's because you've been just following like internet trends and thinking that it's the rest of the world.
Yeah, just you do you, boo.
Right. And it's like, do you remember when companies just didn't have a stance on fucking transgender rights?
Where they just didn't have a stance,
right?
When they just made
when they just made products and, hey, you want to buy this?
It does a thing.
You can do it. You can have it and it'll help you with stuff.
Hey, watch this movie. It's funny. Haha. There you go.
Right? Remember when Disney was just like, here's a story about
here's some latest, here's some cutting edge animation as we're making waves with
a
really
old story. It's just a love story.
This is a German folktale that's been done 100 times, but now we have cutting edge animation.
That was such a great, such a beautiful time. Such a great time. And now, like, the internet has taken over. Now we're seeing the negative effects of it. You know, really taking a press. But
we had the good times. Now we need the bad.
So many of these companies are walking back because it turns out, like, you know, even Disney said that they were going to focus less on female leads because they realized they did, like, 5 years of just female leads.
With nothing but negative.
Nothing but negative, dude. I don't think – the only thing that has a female lead that I think really rocked was fucking Ahsoka.
I haven't.
That's a great show. I do like Ahsoka. They did that well. But, like, still, you know –
I just haven't watched movies.
Yes,
I don't really do movies at this point in time. I don't.
It's
really
just
have
all
the
a
time,
sham,
but
dude. It's just it's all.
I
a
heard good things
sham.
About that one.
Yeah, it's like the Willy Wonka scam that you saw. Have you seen this?
The Willy Wonka experience, baby.
Experience.
You know what they were missing? All they were missing was Timothy.
They needed more AI in Timothy, yeah.
More, dude, AI was their problem,
they
I think.
They needed more AI.
They needed real life
AI. That
would have
fixed the whole problem.
I think...
So there's this insane story out of UK, right, where these...
It's Scotland, actually.
Yeah, so basically all these ads went out, right, and all this
Don't
marketing...
Don't you diminish
for
Scotland
this,
like that.
...for this Willy Wonka experience. And you're thinking, wow, like, this is great. It's meant for kids. You know, I could bring my kids. Like, they can eat some candy. You know, like, everybody's going to have a good old time. There'll be some guy there pretending to be Willy Wonka, you know.
They're going to have decorations everywhere. It's like a little... It's a full Willy Wonka experience. So it's like you're there. You get the golden ticket, Charlie.
Yeah. So they sold tickets for... Literally, tickets.
$44.
For $44?
$44 US.
Woo!
I don't know what the Irish economy is, but it's $44 US.
So they go... And then they show up to an empty warehouse. Can you pull up like a photo of this?
Yes.
Like there's imagine like you and like your cousin and some like random hobo that you got off the street decide to make a business to create like a fun like children's experience in a warehouse. Just imagine how far you would get. And this is literally what these people showed up to. Yeah, literally, like an industrial warehouse that had like one little tiny entrance. Oh, but we had to give them some props. They had a tiny jump house, like
they had a little maze. Everyone got two jelly beans and half a cup of lemonade.
Oh my god, they got two jelly beans.
Two.
You're
jelly
lucky
beans.
To have two, bro.
And half a cup of lemonade.
So it comes out that like these people basically made all of these fake images of what this would look like using AI, and they just started like selling like a that looks like a legit fucking photo.
Well, I mean, I would look at it and go, "This is so fucking AI generated."
I know, but,
like you're expecting it to be a pretty good production still, yeah.
So people show up and they're like, "What the fuck is this? We got crackheads pretending to be like Oompa Loompas." Yeah, dude, there's like seven things in this fucking...
Yeah, they pretty much put like a few like lollipops and candy canes around the sides and then had like their actual like main entrance with like a couple of mazes and such just on the...
They're like, we're going to buy seven things. We're going to put it in this warehouse. We're going to scam all these moms and dads out of money, right? Like, yeah. It's a little table. I love that they didn't even care about covering the table, bro.
It's just your Walmart wooden table. So, what the fuck is this? The Glasgow event featured a character called the Unknown, who is absent from the traditional Willy Wonka plotline. Look at this fucking thing. I'd be terrified. I'm going to a Willy Wonka experience, and this fucker comes out and's like, I'm the Unknown. I'd be like, what the fuck, dude? Am I child about to be kidnapped?
You know what happened, dude? There's a video of the kids. The kids started screaming.
I would be screaming.
It's already a meme, yeah.
If I was an adult and this fucker came out, I'd be screaming.
I think they used AI to come up with the plan, too.
They actually wrote the script with AI.
Yeah. So
I don't
even
know
if
you've read over the script, but they actually gave like the exact audience description. They were like, we pull out a feather and the thing opens up its hand and a bunch of like magical dust lives up from it. And the children stare in amazement. And I was just sitting here like, this is the official script.
Like, they also got a redhead to play
fucking
Willy Wonka.
I liked the Oompa Loompa chick.
So it was just fucking just chaos. And I thought they thought that they were going to get away with it, dude. But so many people were pissed. And
they called the
gonna,
police.
They said they're going to get. Yeah, the police showed up. Imagine being so turned off about an experience that you paid for online that you called the police.
I mean, think about. I mean, okay, let alone the fact like you hear this, you think Australia, America, Florida. This is Scotland.
Yeah.
What kind of tomfoolery to hear coming out of Scotland?
Is Willy Wonka even a big thing in Scotland?
Apparently.
What the fuck is going on, dude?
Like, I don't know shit about them, but I never hear drama. So all of a sudden, you know, you go to the Willy Wonka experience and show up to an empty warehouse. I think I'm about to get my organs taken. All right, I'm calling the police, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You go
this isn't America. I ain't got the blicky on me.
Soon as you show up to, like an industrial warehouse for, like, a children's experience, you should probably turn
that
around.
That should be the red flag.
That should be the immediate, like, all right, let's not fucking, you know, deal with this. But
should be fair. It could be, like, their version of Meow Wolf.
Dude, this whole story sounds like it was AI generated.
The world is AI generated.
It feels like it now. It really does, you know. It's, You know that feeling that when you were a kid, you would watch like these like crazy movies with like all like these fantasy movies, and you thought for sure like, oh, this can be our world. You know, this all can happen. And then you start growing up, and you start thinking, okay, you know, there's no way in hell that all this shit's gonna happen. You know, we live in a sane world where nothing bad happens. Now it's starting to feel like the opposite, bro. Now it's starting to feel like the shit that happens in our movies, fucking Thanos coming down, wormholes. Fuck it, why not, dude? If all this other wild shit is happening, not to mention that, like, our government just continuously talks about aliens now. And I can't tell if it's a really good diversion or we actually, they're just, like, slipping it by like there's aliens. Imagine 5 years from now, aliens show up, and I'm like, we told you. They're like, we weren't taking you serious.
5 years from now, we just realize that they've just, it's like Men in Black. They've just been among us the whole time. It's like Rick and Morty. We're just in the Federation. Everyone's just like, they just lose their human skin. We're just walking around. It's like, oh, what's up, Glorp?
We were so distracted by all the illegal aliens that we never saw the real aliens.
We were so distracted by what people had in their pants, we weren't concerned about what if people didn't have anything in their pants.
Yeah, bro. We're just... Like, just imagine an alien just being like, very strange species, seems extremely obsessed with skin color.
They really care about their genitals.
And they also care about their genitals a lot, you know. But ever since we shed ours off, you know, that's where we're fucking going, bro. I don't know.
It's getting there.
Right. All right, guys. Well, I think this is a good place to stop. The world is worlding. I've become numb to it at this point. You know, we're just like, there's no reason to even try anymore.
2021 immediately taught us to just stop the new year resolutions. Just buckle up, buckaroo, just and buckle hold on. Up.
Who knows might happen, dude? Our president might go to fucking jail. We might fucking like.
I really, dude, imagine how hard that would be. Our president's in jail, but he's president.
He got a really nice prison cell for sure.
Could you imagine that? The White House presidential prison suite.
Yeah.
He's just sitting in there doing all of his documents like, this fucking sucks.
He's like doing laundry. It's like Secret Service.
Instead of like pressing license plates, he's pressing the seal approvals and stuff.
Yeah. he's doing license plate and then a bill. License plate. And
gets him confused once in a while. Yeah, you get the bill with the LG1007.
Like the president wrote his bill on a fucking license plate. Right? That's the most funny thing about all of this shit is he can pardon himself. If he becomes president, he can literally just pardon himself. Which would, I think that would be the first time ever that it's ever happened.
I'd rather just see him in like a public house, you know? Him just like running the prison, all the inmates are like going around him, but he's still president.
Dude, he'd be homies with everyone.
So like all,
we talked about this before.
It's like all the inmates are sitting like, president, sir. Like they're basically just secret servants, but they're like just essays.
Yeah. Dude, he would literally stop. He would literally stop entire gang wars. He'd be like, you know, I heard that the essays over here,
the Latino strife.
Yeah. You know me. I love my Latinos. I love tacos.
He just wants to build another
wall. And my fellow Africans over here. I love my Africans. My favorite kind of Africans. My Latinos, my African. Why don't we just take one out for today? You know?
We'll build a wall between you guys.
Yeah.
And then you no longer deal with each other.
Right, it fixes all the problems. There's just no
just
more
build
gang
a wall.
Warfare. Yeah, just build. That's been the solution this entire time.
Just build a wall. You have a conflict. Build a
just
wall.
Build a wall.
Money problems. Build a wall.
It'll fix it. It'll fix it.
Flooding.
If you have a good enough wall, they're not going to come and collect your taxes.
Just build it high enough.
Just build it high enough. Just build it strong enough. No one's going to fucking come in there.
Volcano's erupting. Build a wall.
Build a wall. That all the lava.
Just Minecraft it. You know, just stop it.
Your wife's cheating.
Build a wall.
Build a wall.
Lock that bitch up.
Build a wall. Everyone's just like going out with concrete and fucking like just like
entire learning how to lay bricks.
this bitch fucking cheated on me again.
Just at the door, just blocking her in the doorway. Just lock the bedroom up.
Right?
Block the window up.
If you really think about it, dude, building a wall, if you could build it good enough, can basically save you from anything. That's the real Jesus.
Walls.
All right, with that, we're going to end it up. We hope that you build your wall is what we want. And what we want is for you guys to fucking comment. I'm tired of this shit, dude. Fucking show us the love, show us the hate.
Tell us what you want.
If you fucking hate me, if you hate Jer, okay, tell us. Tell us in the comments. Tell us how much you hate. Now I'm asking for it at this point. Anyways. All right. We love you guys, the congregation. Be sure to check us out. We're going to be coming out with a new episode, I believe, 2 weeks. So we love you guys. Have a good one. Bye.